Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You're welcome.
Oh, they needed you, John. The Padres needed you. And boy, a win just, they got.
Oh, man. I was at the ball game yesterday, and the Chicago Cubs are a no-joke baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And they handled us pretty well last week at their home, and they come to our home, and we do the exact same thing to them. Good Lord, Petco Park is exciting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no kidding. I was really hoping, John, that for the win, if only, because you would worry that you jinxed them. So I'm glad they got it yesterday.
I believe it was our good vibes that helped the Padres win. Oh, and the fact that they scored more runs than the Cubs. But I believe it was good vibes. Let me tell you why. I was there with three of my buddies. The pod squad comes out, and they happen to throw a couple of those spongy balls right at us. We catch them. And there are two beautiful little girls, like 2 seats down, Cubs fans. And what are we going to do with these balls?
Yes.
We gave and then you should have seen their face.
Yeah.
You would have thought we gave them like a gold bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe these good deeds weighed into the Padres winning yesterday and winning another series and going to 15-4, the best record in baseball. I got a big problem. I was talking about this yesterday. We touched upon it briefly. ESPN released their power rankings for baseball.
And yeah, they did not have the Padres.
Padres are number 2.
Yeah.
Dodgers are number 1. Now, I can't think of any reason why. I don't know the analytics that go into it, but the stats don't lie. We have among the top 2 best batting averages in baseball. We have the best ERA in baseball, which is earned run average for a pitcher. We have the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Best bullpen in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to get to number? Oh, I know what it is. We're not in LA. That's the only thing I can think of.
Right.
I'm not saying we're a better team on paper than the Dodgers, but right now we are. We got the best record in baseball. What else do you need to be number one?
I don't know, but you know what? We're just going to keep on going, right?
My friend Tom is a big business guy, so he's like, well, there must be analytics that go into it. It must be at bats. I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Best record, best average, best ERA, best.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we number 2? Yesterday, we certainly played like we're number 1. Another thing, our section yesterday was full of Cubs fans. I got to say it again. I got nothing but love for the Cubs. You know, fans are great. They love their team. They were there representing. They were respectful. They're smart. They're friendly. They're Chicagoans, man.
Yeah,
that's where I grew up.
Midwest nice,
and
man.
I sat in front of an older gentleman yesterday. He lives in San Diego. He's a transplant like so many are. He lived 3 blocks from my grandmother.
Aww.
We talked the whole game. This guy just, you just knew he was from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Just
That's
a sweet, sweet gentleman.
That's
it was
great.
A really great day at the game. A lot of conversations during the game as well. My boys and I were having a detailed conversation about the Padres players' walk-up songs this year. Believe it or not, country music dominates Major League Baseball's walk-up songs.
So we'll break that down coming up next.
Country music is dominating baseball as far as baseball players' walk-up songs. White Horse by Chris Stapleton is the most popular walk-up song among baseball players in Major League Baseball. You all understand what we mean when we say walk-up song, right? The music they play as a batter walks up to the plate. Out of the top 5 most popular walk-up songs of all of baseball, 4 four of the artists are country.
All right.
Right? Except in our town. There are no Padres this year that have a walk-up song that's country. More on that in a bit. But let's run down the other songs that are in the top five.
Number two is Johnny Cash and God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Man, Major League Baseball players have some good taste. Mm-hmm. I love that song. And I love the number three song. It takes me back to seventh grade. Jeff Hance bought me this record for my seventh grade birthday party. And I had a snare drum in my room that I would stand in front of an open window like I'm doing a concert for the neighborhood playing this classic rock tune, Billy Squire.
I know. It takes me back to the roller rink.
Right. It makes sense. You want to have a good stroke when you're at the plate.
Boom. Sure. Number four. And the interesting thing is coming in at number five, I never noticed it until we went to talk about this today. How similar Blake Shelton's song, God's Country, sounds to our number five song.
Nor did I.
They have a similar sound.
That's hilarious.
No wonder we like them both.
We're trying to think back to the last Padre that used a walk-up song that was country. And, by the way, thanks to our friends down the hall at 97.3 The Fan and their encyclopedic minds of Padres players. I think we came down to, I think it was Hunter Renfro when he was here, used this song as his walk-up.
That's Ernest with Morgan Wallen and Cowgirls.
The former pitcher, Chris Paddock, who was supposed to be a superstar for us, never really turned out to be that way, but he had a kickin' walk-up song. This one by artist Cody Jinks.
I think we need to start a petition to get some Padre players to have country songs as their walk-up song for either this season. Well, they've already done it this season, so for next season.
No, there's nothing that says they can't change their walk-up song.
Okay.
I was just having this conversation yesterday with my boys at the game. We were talking about how much we miss Ha-Seong Kim as a Padre and the excitement that he brought. I really miss mostly about Ha-Seong Kim, his kickin' walk-up song. Keep in mind, I've got no idea who sings this song, what they're saying in the song. I think it's a Korean artist. I don't know.
It's just a fun beat.
I mean, I don't care if we were down 10-0 when Ha-Seong Kim's walk-up song, my daughter and I would get up and just start jamming. We have no idea what that song is, but
Doesn't matter. Made you feel good.
We should have a walk-up song when we walk into the building in the morning.
Okay, we'll have to think on that one.
My daughter had a walk-up playlist when she went to an exam to pump herself up in college. When she walked across Sonoma State campus, she would listen to a certain playlist of walk-up songs to gear her up for her exams. What's your walk-up song? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Alyssa is in Lakeside. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, John.
Hey, could you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, time to go.
All right, good luck.
Alyssa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you will win $100 thanks to A Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. AGarageDoorAndGateStore.com. Also, I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, Alyssa, happy birthday week to Conan O'Brien. What show was he not the host of? Late Night with Conan O'Brien, The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, or The Late Late Show with Conan O'Brien? Which one didn't he host?
What'd you say was the first one?
Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
True or false? According to a nationwide survey by Instacart, America's top Easter treat is the marshmallow peep.
True?
The Wendy's fast food chain made fun of Katy Perry's space flight, tweeting, quote, "Can we send her back?" What is the name of the ice cream treat that they sell at Wendy's?
Frosty.
Rainn Wilson actually wrote lyrics for The Office theme song. Who did Rainn play on The Office?
Let's go with the tall guy. I'm thinking of his name right now.
Okay. We'll go with that one then. And finally, Kate Blanchett recently revealed that she'd like to make an exit from acting to pursue other things that she's passionate about. Kate played Galadriel in the trilogy series of what fantasy adventure films based on the novels?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Let's get Tim back in. So, Alyssa, where are you off to today?
Headed into work early.
Yeah? Oh, good for you. What a go-getter. What do you do?
I work at the local high school.
Get there before the madness starts, huh?
Well, it's still spring break, luckily.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Tam, Alyssa did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Happy birthday week to Conan O'Brien. What show is he not the host of? Late Night with Conan O'Brien, The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, or The Late Late Show with Conan O'Brien?
The first one?
No.
That's what Alyssa said as well. No, it's the Late Late Show with Conan O'Brien. He started on Late Night. Remember the scandal, the debacle of the Tonight Show with Conan right. O'Brien. Mm-hmm. And then when he went to TBS, it was just called Conan. So it's 0-0 so far. True or false, Tammy? According to a nationwide survey by Instacart, America's top Easter treat is the marshmallow peep.
False.
You're right. Can you guess what it is?
It's either chocolate or jelly beans, I would think.
Both incorrect. Oh. Well, kind of incorrect. The most popular Easter treat, according to Instacart, the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Okay.
And I don't blame them at all. Peeps are a very polarizing candy, mm-hmm. or whatever the hell they are. I had a dream once when I was a kid that Peeps came alive. It was a nightmare. All right. 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, the Wendy's fast food chain made fun of Katy Perry's space flight, tweeting, quote, "Can we send her back?" What is the name of the ice cream treat they sell at Wendy's?
A Frosty.
And you dip McDonald's fries mm-hmm. in a Wendy's Frosty, although, and magic happens.
Wendy's fries have gotten really good,
okay.
by the way.
I've never agreed.
Okay,
yes.
Look at this. Yep. Survey says, go to Wendy's. Check it out. It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Rainn Wilson actually wrote lyrics for the Office theme song. Who did Rainn play on the Office?
He was Dwight.
Dwight is right. Listen, didn't
Dwight,
know.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't go with the tall guy. I'm sorry. 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Cate Blanchett recently revealed that she'd like to make an exit from acting to pursue other things she's passionate about. Cate played Galadriel in the trilogy series of what fantasy adventure films based on the novels?
Wow. I totally have a blank. And I know it, but...
I know you know it.
I'm...
The Lord of the Rings.
Ah.
Today, Tammy wins by a score of 3-1. Alyssa, you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you today.
A 4-pack of tickets for SeaWorld San Diego, where you can check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and enjoy the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Oh, awesome, guys. Thank you. The kids are going to love that.
Alyssa, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the quietness of your soon-to-be loud high school. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
From Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John is super nervous about finding out the results of his Ancestry.com DNA test that his daughter gave him for a Christmas present because he's worried he's not going to be Italian.
I think my anxiety is very valid, and it turns out a lot of people have had similar situations happen to them when they took the DNA test.
So we are asking you to share some of your stories of things that you found out when you took your DNA test.
Justin in Crest, so far I've had total validations that my anxiety is just. Do you got something for me?
Well, John, I actually lived your nightmare, man. My whole life, my mom, my uncles, like all my family, we had kind of a mixed family, so we didn't know where our grandparents kind of went. My mom was adopted and kind of got picked up by her grandmother. But our whole life we were told we were Wampanoag Indians. And so we were in it. We were doing the powwows. We were full dress in like Native American, like clothing and style. We used to play like this, this game called Fireball where they light a soccer ball on fire and they basically play soccer with it. My entire life. And 2 years ago, my girlfriend bought me the 23andMe DNA test and we take it and not a lick of Native American in my heritage at all. So I asked my mom about it and she was just like, well, I guess you're not. You know, I was like, that was the explanation that I got.
Boy, you'd think that she'd have more detail of an explanation for you than that.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
So Justin, would you be surprised, or maybe you won't be surprised, you are the third caller with the exact same story. Native American, Native American raised their whole life, get a DNA test, and it's not like they're slightly less than they thought. They are 0%.
Yep.
You're the third person that was that had their Native American roots ripped away from them because they're not accurate.
Right?
That's what I'm terrified of, bro. That's what I'm terrified of. All right. Well, what are you, incidentally?
So I'm about 70% Senegalan, and I have some Nordic in me, actually, funny enough.
All right. Man, this is so fascinating. This is why I am not opening this. Tammy's going to have to break the news to me. That's it. Thank you, Justin. Take care, pal.
You too. Bye.
You know what? Let's call my sister Gina, the judge in Minneapolis.
The level-headed, calm person, right?
I think she can calm me down. I think she's probably very interested in to see what this test has to say about our family.
Okay.
Let's do that next.
Okay.
Judge Gina hopefully will join us. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So we are talking to my sister, the good Judge Gina in Minnesota. How's it going, G?
Great.
So all this week, I have been sharing my anxiety about opening up my Ancestry.com DNA results. Abby got me a DNA kit for Christmas. Isn't that a great, considerate gift, by the way, from your niece?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah,
you're scared, too?
Yes. I will not do it. My husband did it, and I will not do it.
Why are you scared? I'm going to share why I am in a moment. Why are you scared?
Because I don't want to find out I'm not Italian.
Wow. That is both of you. I am so shocked by that. Why is there this doubt?
Have you not heard every listener we've had who called this week that said, I thought I was a Native American? We followed the traditions. We went to the ceremonies. And we found out we had zero Native American blood in us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about generations of families that have been lied to, Tammy. That's what we're anxious about.
My husband did it, and he was nothing that he thought he was. And then, a month later, they contacted him again, and he's totally different.
Oh, you
they
see?
They messed it up?
No, it learns and grows, he said.
Oh, gotcha.
What does that mean? It learns and grows?
As more data is input in there, and more people's DNA is learned, I guess.
Tammy is so smart.
She is, Gina. She is. Let's pump the brakes on that, though.
Gina, you just gave me the daggers.
So Butchie's not Italian?
He is Italian. Oh, he's all happy. But yeah, he's a lot Italian.
Oh, okay. All
right. He said, if you know you are, you are.
Are you guys worried he sucked all the Italian out of your DNA?
Well, he thinks now he's way more than me, and I don't want to find out that he is.
All right, so here's the deal. Gina and I'm not sure you were aware of this, Tammy, but we went to Italy.
You guys did?
Earlier this.
Really?
Actually last year now. Almost a year ago now. We sat in the streets of Florence and had a glass of wine. And we sat in the Tuscany region and had a glass of wine. We went to Rome and
had more wine.
Had some wine. And we felt like we were at home. Did we not, Gina?
I didn't go to Italy with you.
Well,
yes. We did.
We have a lot of pride in our Italian heritage.
I totally
understand. And if we found
it.
Out, I mean, we know that we think, I should say, that we're Italian. We think that we've got Polish.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's last name is Polish. So, you know, that's a given. We don't know anything else. And now we're hearing all these stories about people who don't, it's all been a lie.
Okay.
And I'm getting yourself
worked up, and you and Gina together, it's worse.
Oh, I know. My dad had, probably still does, in his old office area in his basement, a picture of my great grandfather's home.
No, we went there. I took my kids to the house that our great-grandfather lived in Sicily.
Okay, so what are you worried
nothing
about?
Nothing on a piece of paper can say we aren't from that place.
Yeah.
Okay, you have all of this evidence. I guess I don't know why you guys are so panicky.
Because we have concrete evidence right here on this phone that I have not clicked open.
So we don't need something that you pay for. To tell us.
Well, I agree with you on that, Gina. However, tomorrow we're going to release the results and we'll find out.
Oh, God.
Do you want to be a part of that conversation tomorrow when we do that?
I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, think about it. We're going to let you know. We're also going to have a dear friend and former coworker of ours from Madison, Jimmy G, who thought he was Italian his entire life until he met his birth mother and found out he's not even an ounce of Italian.
No, he's 100% Russian.
Hence our anxiety. I know, Gina. I'm right there with you, sis.
I'm going to hold both your hands, and it's all going to be just fine. We'll get this out of the way tomorrow morning at 7:35, and you can breathe easy. I'm going to guarantee that you guys are Italian. That's my guarantee.
All right. Gina, go take care of that more Italian than you husband of yours.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Butch.
Hi.
I got to meet Butch in person.
That's as comfortable as Butch is on the air. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Are you ready, John? 7:35 tomorrow morning. We'll find out. It's okay. Come on.
I might have to start a whole new life.
Oh, dear Lord.
A whole new life.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the best things about being at the ball game yesterday was that it's spring break for a lot of schools still, so there are a lot of kids. I love the game when they have the different sections of Petco cheer. Let's hear it from the lower level. Let's hear it from the upper level. The fellas, the ladies. But my favorite part is when the kids.
Yes.
Because they just go crazy. I love seeing kids at baseball games.
You plant memories, and memories with your son, with your daughter.
I can't agree more, Tammy. I'll never forget being at the game when we clinch with my daughter. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best days of my life.
I have a lot of great memories of going to Milwaukee Brewer games with my family. My dad was such an avid baseball nut, and we used to sit on the back porch all the time and listen as Bob Uecker called the games for the Milwaukee Brewers. Great memories. And memories are something to be cherished. And my really good friend, stylist Jessica, is a huge Padres fan. She grew up into a Padres family. She went to games with her dad, and we were talking about it the other day when I was getting my hair done, and she shared this amazing memory.
13 years old, and my dad took me to the division playoffs, and I remember the crowd and how loud it was, and everybody chanting. It was at the old Jack Murphy Stadium, Qualcomm, and I just remember once we clinched and the game ended, everybody stayed. Everybody cheered. Everybody was standing ovation to the point where the team came back out and shook everybody's hands and cheered on the all the fans and thanked them for being there. And I was 13 years old, my best girlfriend, and we ran down to the railing, and I got to see Ken Caminiti, Vaughn, Tony Gwynn, and Caminiti was in his boxers, which was a very special treat for a 13-year-old. And I think that's what I remember most.
Yeah, I bet. But what an atmosphere.
It was absolutely beautiful. And then we had the opportunity to go to the World Series, and that was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
And I got to meet Dusty Baker, and it was just really great to see the whole city come together for our team, and it's kind of starting to feel that way again.
Yeah, because like it just, they had such a loud crowd the other night, and that must have pulled back all those memories.
All of it. It brought back all the memories. It made it feel so good, and it's nice to see a team that likes each other playing well together, and it's really, really, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Awesome. Yay. Maybe we can take it that far again, huh?
It'd be great if we could. I think we will.
Man, Jessica says it all, doesn't she? That's just a great, beautiful story. So many of you have that story. That's why when this team does what they have not done yet and win a world championship, they'll be remembered forever in San Diego. That's all there is to it. I mean, forever. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for it to happen. I can't wait to be a part of it. I can't wait to be in the parade. It, like, I'll be in the parade. You know what
I mean? Yes, you will.
I meant at the parade.
You will try to find a way into it. You know you will.
I meant at the parade. Sure, you know I'll be there, though, man. I'm not a big parade guy, but I'll be at
until
that
until I'm
one.
In it.
I'll be at that. I'm not.
You would totally jump in and be a part of that.
For the Padres?
You know you would.
Damn right
I would,
man. Right in the back of the car with Taddy? Yeah.
I like how you get to be with him.
Yeah. Or I'll take Manny, too. Michael King.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Jessica in Escondido. Hey, Jessica.
Hello. Good morning, John and Tammy.
Good morning to you. Man, do you sound peppy. I love it. Good for you. Do me a favor, Jessica. Use that pep and get Tammy out of our studio, please.
Sorry, Tammy. Can you please get out of the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Jessica, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Jessica, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Alrighty.
Jessica, happy birthday week to Melissa Joan Hart. She's known for her roles as Clarissa in Clarissa Explains It All. And also for playing this teenage witch.
Sabrina on the Sabrina the Teenage Witch show.
Well, thank you. Got my own IDMB over here. Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, "I'm a look funny for a little bit, but that's it." Who did Lil Nas X team up with for this song, Old Town Road?
I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
That was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Tomorrow is National Animal Cracker Day. Speaking of animals, true or false, the San Diego Zoo was the first zoo to display koalas in America.
I'm going to say yes.
Jelly beans became popular as an Easter basket filler in the late 1930s, and now jelly bean manufacturers make 16 billion jelly beans for Easter alone. Without going over, but within 10, how many official flavors of jelly beans are there?
Oh, goodness. Let's say 500.
And finally, voice actress Nancy Cartwright is starting a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Nancy has been the voice of this major Simpsons character for the entire run of the show. Who is it?
Is it Bart Simpson?
Let's get Tam back in. So, Jessica, what's happening with you today? Is it raining in Escondido?
It's like cloudy and gloomy, but it looked like it rained last night, but not raining right now.
Yeah, it was raining this morning as I was driving into work. I don't live in Escondido, but from Carlsbad down the 5, it was raining. A little bit heavy at times, actually.
Yeah, it's supposed to all go away by noonish 1 o'clock or so.
Well, there she goes. Thank you for that, Tam.
Well, I thought you'd want to know.
I do want to know. I'm being sincere. Yeah, thank you for that, Tam. I've got plans today. 3 out of 5 today for Jessica.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Melissa Joan Hart. Melissa's known for her roles as Clarissa in Clarissa Explains It All, and also for playing this teenage witch.
Sabrina.
That is right. Anybody remember what Sabrina's cat's name was?
Salem.
Yes, good job. Jessica, on it. 1-1.
Teacher's pet? No. That's what John would have said to me if I would have done it.
Okay, you're going to win anyway, so it's
fine. I don't know.
Easy. Come on now. Tammy, Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, I'ma look funny for a little bit, but that's it. Who did Lil Nas X team up with for the song Old Town Road?
Oh. Check it out. Take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gone. Ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
That would be Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is right. 2-2. Tammy, tomorrow's National Animal Cracker Day. True or false? Speaking of animals, the San Diego Zoo was the first zoo to display koalas in America.
Why not? True.
That is true. Another reason to be proud of our San Diego Zoo is also the largest koala colony outside of Australia. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
It's 3-3. Jelly beans became popular as an Easter basket filler in the late 1930s. And now jelly bean manufacturers make 16 billion jelly beans for Easter alone. Without going over, but within 10, how many official flavors of jelly beans are there?
Well, whose official flavors?
Just answer the question. Just give me a number,
but
please.
I mean,
hey, I'm not Wikipedia over here. Just answer the question.
Within 10. But if you're counting like Jelly Belly and all that
I
stuff.
I agree that this question is lame. If I could write it again, I would. You know what? I'm scratching the question. Forget it. Give me a buzz. I'm done. I'm done. I hate the question. I hate the question. I don't know why I did it. I'm going to punish myself right now. You both got it right. So now it's 4-4. I don't even care. I don't care.
Napoleon, how can
I was thinking right. that as I read it. Who could possibly know that?
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Napoleon, like anyone can even know that.
Fine, yes. I get it. We've all learned something here, Jessica, haven't we?
Yeah.
I know. This has never happened in the history of the college.
I don't think so.
I'm actually disgusted with myself. Tammy, voice actress Nancy Cartwright is starting a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Nancy has been the voice of this major Simpsons character for the entire run of the show.
Bart.
That's right. Look at that. You both got a clean sweep, and you really didn't. But who cares? Because I suck at my job sometimes. No money for you today, as we had a tie, I guess. But Jessica, you do get a great prize.
Yes, you still get 4 tickets to SeaWorld San Diego, where you can check out the brand new Jewels of the Sea, the Jellyfish Experience, and enjoy the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
I'm putting myself in the corner.
Okay.
All right. Jessica, have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you. You guys, too. Appreciate it.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy, you you can relate to this. Tara is in Mission Valley. She's with a super hot guy, but he has a bit of a clown history.
Okay, I'm dating this smoking hot guy. Like, he's so hot. But there's, like, this problem. I found out that he was a clown for children's parties when he was in college. And he has this collection of clown, like, artwork.
That was Tara. She's in Mission Valley. She needs your help for Love Him or List Him. 833-287-1037. So, Tara, this is triggering Tammy right now.
She's
deathly afraid of all things clowns.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Like, his grandpa got him into, like, clowning, and he says it'll be great someday when he has kids. And, like, he is good with children. Like, I can see this. So now I'm kind of, like, rethinking this, whatever. But, like, ever since I was a little kid, I also had a fear of clowns. And I know that it seems silly, but, like, I get these sweaty palms. Like, my heart rate goes up. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can get past this enough to consider, like, integrating a clown collection into my house, you know, much less a clown. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do I make a stance where I go, like, okay, you can never dress as a clown around me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, also, it's just, come on, it's a clown. It's so weird. I don't know. I really do like him, though. And did I mention, like, he's really hot.
Has he ever, like, asked you to look at him in his clown costume or wear clown makeup when he's with you? Or
no, it's not like a kink for him, thank goodness. Like, I'd be, like, out the door so fast.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree with you. Now, I was a roommate for a little while with an older woman, and her husband was big into clowns, and there was a lot of clown artwork and clown figurines, and I have to admit it was a little difficult living in that environment. So
yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Do I seem sexist when I say having clown collections doesn't seem to be a guy thing? It seems more like a female thing, or is that just sexist?
I lived with a widow.
What?
And they were her husband's collection.
Yeah.
It was her husband's deal.
Yeah,
a lot of clowns are male, you know? So, I mean, I don't know.
Suppose.
And it was his grandpa's thing, and I get that. But
yeah.
That's, I mean, he's really hot,
like, also,
right?
Also, now that you mention it, when you say collect, the word collection even, like, any kind of collection is just like a red flag. It's always been that for me. Like, some guy had all these Pez dispensers lined up in his kitchen, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, okay, I get the collection thing. But he's really hot, right?
He's really hot. Like, he's really hot.
And you really like him, right?
He's such a nice guy. He's such, but this, like, I get so much anxiety about clown stuff anyway, and I'm just like, ugh. You know, and I don't know.
Tara, let's say you were afraid of heights and you started dating a super hot guy. Did we mention how hot he is?
Mm-hmm.
Who also happened to be a skydiver.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you would be a deal breaker like this clown thing is? Possibly?
I don't know. Like, would I probably have to go to, like, a hypnotist to get over it?
Yeah. Well, let's throw it out to the KSON loyal listeners. 833-287-1037. What do you think Tara should do with her super hot guy she's dating, but oh my God, he really likes clowns. He's been a clown. His grandpa was a clown. He has a clown collection.
Tara, any interest in of him bringing back his clownisms? He hasn't been a clown since college, you said, right?
No, but like he says, like someday when he has kids, he wants to do it again. Like, and this stuff is everywhere. Like, he keeps it. It's like a shrine to clowns in his place. So
might have to have a clown room if you move in together.
I was just reading an article where, like, people have a room for yoga. Like, that would be great. That would be totally good.
Well, there you go. Okay. All right. We'll find out.
Quick clowning around, says Tara. 833-287-1037. Tara, do us a favor. Hang out. I know we're having a little bit of fun with this conversation, but you're serious about this. And
no, I am serious. I mean, I'm laughing, too, because it's so weird, but I need help. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Okay, well, we'll see what our KSON family has to say. Hang tight and give Tara some help. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, did we mention he's hot? San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm dating this smoking hot guy. So hot. But I found out that he was a clown for children's parties when he was in college. And he has this collection of clown, like, artwork.
That's Tara in Mission Valley. She needs your help on whether she should love her clown man or list him.
Debbie and El Cajon, what do you think, sweetheart?
Yeah, I don't think it was a big deal. It's like, so he has the fact that he was clowns. Clowns are happy things.
Is there something, Patty, that you are fearful of?
Debbie.
Like, Debbie, rather? Is there something that you're fearful of?
No, I'm not afraid of nothing.
You're
you
not
know what?
Grammar?
That doesn't surprise me, Debbie.
No, nothing.
very secure Debbie saying, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, you're welcome.
Isha in Lakeside, what is your take? Should she continue to see this really hot guy, even though she's worried about clowns being around?
I think if this guy is as hot as she is saying he is hot, what makes it him not a hot clown? Maybe she should utilize that and turn him into like a little business of like the hot clown guy.
Well, look at you being all entrepreneurial.
Maybe he looks good in the uniform because he's that darn hot.
Tammy, you're afraid of clowns. Yes. Would you accept a hot clown into your home?
If he was that darn good looking and he made the suit look good.
I've never seen a clown with really good abs and a bare chest, so maybe I would.
Some suspenders, clown suspenders, but nothing underneath.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Hey, Paul, listen to you guys. Good Lord. We've put a lot of thought into this, aren't you?
I love it. Don't listen. Keep them around. This might be a thing.
It's great advice. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Catalina in PB. Tara needs your help. What do you think she should do with her clown, literal clown? Love him or list him?
I think she should love him. I hear that she really likes him. He's a nice guy, super good looking, and all of those qualities are so hard to find.
That's a great point.
I totally understand the clown issue. I have a daughter that we couldn't go to Chunky Cheese or any type of parties that had clowns when she was little. But I have three daughters in their 20s, and so I just think that if you found a great guy and things progress, like Tammy said, have a clown room or garage, let him have his man cave as a clown or something like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, Tara, everyone has chimed in and given their opinion. What does Tara think she wants to do?
I mean, he's so hot, right? But also, like, the thing I realize is every guy is going to have something, and every guy usually does, and it's usually... Like, the guy with the Pez thing was also kind of a jerk. Like, when we go to a restaurant, he was a jerk to the waiter. So, like, there was, like, a lot of reasons for that guy to be, like, the wrong guy for me. And every guy is going to have some sort of awful thing about him. I don't know if you've dated lately, but it's terrible out there. So I'm thinking, like, if the worst thing is this clown stuff, like, maybe I should work on... Because he's a really good guy. I just hate it. I just hate the clown.
Tara,
I hate the clown so much.
Question, is he attractive?
Okay, you know he is. You know he is.
I like your idea of just you're going to continue to go because you enjoy him. He's a good human. He's super hot.
The only thing you have to look for is if he gives you a flower and water squirts out of it, then you probably want to run.
Yeah.
I don't want any of it. Like, I don't want a bird in a hat. I don't want any of that stuff. That's magician.
It's okay.
It's okay. We got it.
It's totally fine.
So no magicians either, as long as we're on the topic?
No. Like, let's not.
Well, you know what? Maybe in a year or so, we can check back in with you and see how it's going, okay?
I want a bird in the
hat. Okay, yeah. Keep my number.
I will, because I really think you're doing the right thing by giving him a chance. As much as I don't like clowns, I think you are.
But remember, if a tiny car pulls up and 55 of his friends pile out of it, you got to run.
I'm racing to the border. Are you kidding?
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good luck, Tara. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.